You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, David Keynes talks to his father-in-law, Sam Smart, about his memories of Baylor.
You went to Baylor.
Yeah. And served 6 years there.
One story I've heard you tell before is being a mascot. How about that one?
Baylor, you know, as you know, about Chattanooga's got two prep schools. They were all male prep schools in my day, mm-hmm. Baylor and McCallie. Mm-hmm. And things had gotten so intense between the two schools, you know, 30 years before my time at Baylor, mm-hmm. that they quit playing football against each other because there were such fights at the games and stuff. So they didn't play football against each other. Well, my senior year, they came back and decided, you know what, we can do this. So they resumed the games.
They took a 30-year break?
Yeah, or more.
Are you kidding? Hmm. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the first game was at Baylor, and I was the Baylor Tiger. I was the, you know, the mascot. Anyway, we beat them 9-7. It was a very close game, but we beat them 9-7. So the next year was going to be at McCallie, and McCallie had just built their new stadium. It's Spear Stadium, the one they have today. So all of us that had graduated the previous year came back from wherever we were in college. I was up at Hampton, Sydney in Virginia, and we drove all the way back for the game. And I rented a Tiger suit to wear to the game, and one of our buddies' parents had a keg party for us before the game. So we were just right, you know, when we got there. And Baylor had a great team that year. In fact, they ended up playing for the national championship.
Wow.
And so it was, we were slaughtering them at halftime. It was 20-something to nothing at halftime. And in those days, they were, neither school was military anymore, but they were still all male. And so there was nothing going on at halftime. It was just empty field, you know, and the people in the stands on both sides. And so McCallie's mascot is a tornado. And this guy comes running across the field dressed like in a navy blue Superman outfit. And he's the McCallie Tornado, you know. He's got this cape and everything. And he runs over to our side and everybody boos, you know. And he runs back across the field in front of the McCallie stands and they all cheer. Well, I've got my Tiger suit on. So I go leaping out of the stands and start chasing this guy out on the field. I catch him on the 50-yard line. And we're kind of in wrestling, you know, positions. I grab him by the arm and I think, I can take this guy, you know? So I pinned him. I just pinned him to the ground. And the police came and got me off. I mean, this is after 30-something years of not playing each other.
And you're in college.
Well, we were both freshmen. I just happened to be a freshman in college. He was a freshman in high school. But anyway, so after the game, I managed to get off that campus. And we went to a party at a friend's house. And there were McCallie and Baylor boys there. And I'd gone back into the laundry room or something to fix a drink for my date. And these two McCallie boys come back there, you know, and they're pushing me into the corner. And all of a sudden I hear, "Hey, Sam," I look, and there's Charlie Hanna, who ended up with a Super Bowl ring.
Wow.
With the Oakland Raiders.
Wow.
Big lineman, huge guy. He just parts those two McCallie boys and puts his arm around me. And we walk out while I'm telling him while it all went.
That was perfect. I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
That was Sam Smart and David Keynes. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.